sickness.
Disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible. 98.
UPD. Mainly because he's outside and in my neighborhood, and I hate that. I gotta get 50 acres before I'm happy. Anyway, hi everybody. This is it. This is it, boys. Oh, although I got an email I gotta share. Jonathan says, my wife and I are having our son in 3 days, and I just spent the morning laughing at Sid's jokes. This cannot be good karma. And now ask, and then other people ask Brady what God says about SIDS.
Uh-oh. It's an interesting plan.
Yeah, right. It is. Miserable. Miserable. And then someone also is designing squirt cans, Brady, with Bunny's name on them.
Nice.
Bunny's squirt. And we're going to have those on your desk soon. Again, you got to explain it to them. They're listening right now. Bunny,
well,
you're at
you
Brady's house.
You were talking
house.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Telling, basically talking about how my mom is a squirter.
I did not say that. I said I imagine that it's possible. It has to
That's
be.
That's true. He never did say that she was.
That it
okay.
Would,
well, yeah. Whatever the topic was.
In my fantasy, while your dad drills your mother, there's a possibility she's a squirter.
And you played that out.
Right, because that's a fantasy.
Yeah,
that's what you
right,
do to a fantasy.
Right.
And then you played out the one where my mom was a chocolate fondue. Actually, I played
yeah,
that
you
out.
Played
you
that.
Brought it up. You tried to play along, and I went with it and made my mom the chocolate fondue fountain.
You
maybe.
To, you have to play fantasies to completion.
Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
Because that's why they're fantasies.
Right.
Eric doesn't actually...
You got to find the end.
Eric doesn't actually believe he owns Andy Dalton. But he plays like he does. If the second you buy that and try to store or house Andy Dalton in a place he doesn't want to be, it's no longer fantasy. Right. It becomes reality.
So I can't take the fantasy away from you, but after the show,
right.
Just a couple minutes after the show,
right.
I received a text from my mom.
From your mother.
It says, tell John I am not a squirter.
But I don't believe your mom knows what we were talking about.
She can't. Well, and
she
I'm,
thinks,
and I don't need to...
Because of
a squirt gun?
No, she well, thinks because of her advanced age that I'm making light of her inability to control her bladder. That's what
oh,
I would assume.
I see. Yeah, that's I would go there.
And so I want to explain to her what female orgasmic incontinence is.
You'll have
is.
That opportunity.
And if she's listening now, you're probably at Brady's house. Go on the computer.
Trapped.
The password is password. And just
1, 2, 3.
Google search girl squirts.
She can do it on her phone.
No, do it at Brady's computer. You need a bigger screen. She's got old eyes.
You love torturing Brady.
Why is this torturing? I'm teaching people who have just closed their eyes to reality around.
Well, Brady's helping. Mom,
if Brady's mom's going to fire texts out willy-nilly and say, I am not a squirter, she needs to make sure that she's telling the truth. Maybe she is.
She knows.
I'm not talking about her urine. That would be gross and inappropriate. I'm talking about when Torp's just... And who knows? Maybe she is. Maybe all of our moms are.
Oh, I think she knows.
Maybe. No,
I'm not, but Winky Chalfant is.
Maybe Winky Chalfant is, and they've had discussions about it.
I know what that is, Brady. Winky Chalfant is a squirter.
Winky. She's in bridge sometimes, and they have to stop and wipe the table down. She has a good hand.
How many have you come across in your life?
None that do what's on the internet.
I know. I've had one that just, it was like a dam broke.
Yes, exactly. I've had that. And I've heard the, oh, here we go. That's how she said it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, what's
here
happening?
Here we go.
And then I've
never seen the one like the internet.
No, I've never had the, I didn't ever need to put up Visqueen over the TV.
Maybe that's our fault.
I think that's CGI.
I think it's something I'm doing wrong. Now, I've had two situations where it became evident that something, some control was lost in some regard. And like you said, like a dam broke. But I've never had the Bellagio dancing fountain.
Have you, Brady?
Brady?
I have not.
Man, that's weird.
I know that would surprise you.
Yeah, you just got to, you know, I mean, we're adults. It's not something that you need to be so worried about. Maybe your mom and dad have experienced a very rich, healthy sex life.
Yeah.
And your mom is an internet squirter, and you don't even know.
I know that.
Don't you want to know who
she's
she
not
is?
On the internet.
Don't you want to know who your mom? What makes your mom tick?
I
as a
find
human
out
being
every
now?
Time they visit. Find
I know.
Out something.
Thanks
new.
To me, though. Not because you're inquisitive at all.
Not
I want
about
to know
that.
Them as
I've
people.
Never really. Yeah. Again, I don't. Yeah, I haven't really talked.
But now that you're beyond
about their, I don't know. I'm not curious about their previous sex.
Yeah, but you're
life
north.
So
but then you're not curious about who they are. You're but north of 50. Don't you feel like knowing them as peers now? Instead of authority figures.
No, they're mom and dad.
They're always going to be mom and dad, but they're mom and dad.
But I do like to hear some of the peer stuff.
Sure. Like that, you want them to be just like
people. Why ask?
Because I don't know my hooker grandmother, but the stories, if I ever did find out, my God, if I had that fireside chat.
Pen and paper, that stuff, man.
As an adult, I would go there.
Like, yeah, hooker
find out
grandma?
About all about it.
Your hooker grandma stories, you want to know. And if you found out later that your mom hooked for a little while to make ends meet, you'd want to know.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
Probably.
Is that why I got the G.I. Joe that one Christmas?
Right, is that...
With the kung fu grip?
Was that guy to keep me quiet? It's like we give our dogs bully sticks to go out back without them barking at us. Because if we're out back and they're not out back...
It's a hush present.
It's a hush present. Right. And by the time we know when they're done, when one of them notices that, hey, nobody's in the house, they're probably out back. We need to be out there. Put the bully sticks down. We've been fooled again. Isn't that amazing that we give bull dicks to our dogs to keep them quiet?
What put another dick in your mouth, dog.
Here, put this dick in your mouth. We're going to go outside. Is that not a metaphor for humanity? Look, I got a lot on my plate here. Put a dick in your mouth, and I'll be back in 20 minutes. Keep it down. We do that to our dogs. We do to our dogs what we'd want to do to our wives and girlfriends. Look, I don't need this anymore. You're making so much noise. Put this in your mouth, and let's calm down a little bit. There's probably something Freudian about that. Anyway, what are you going to do? Anyway, I'm happy to be the catalyst to you to get to know your parents. I no longer have walls or fears of my mom and dad, stories they want to tell.
So you'll sit down at Christmas and discuss.
I don't know if Christmas is the appropriate holiday, but maybe just a lunch. A lunch in August, perhaps.
Before you die, I want to get to know you better.
I want to know. I mean, what made you tick? What got you going?
I need some material for, you know, when you're in the casket.
I'm a eulogist. I'm good at it, but I need to know more. I need to know the inner.
I mean, I felt like I've never really held back on that.
Yes,
but I've never.
Brady's
Brady, not really.
Brady,
if I'm curious.
Are
about
you really?
It,
you're
I'll
an
ask.
Open book in this situation.
Not an open book, but if there's a subject or something that I want to
talk
about
history
about
with them,
or work, then I would do it. But
you're not going to get in depth on anything personal with your parents like that. You
probably
would,
not.
You would never.
No.
So, let's not fool ourselves or anyone else. I'm here for you for that. And then you're curious. You stay in the room to hear the answer because you want to hear your parents in a different way. You don't necessarily.
Yeah, most of it's natural. Like, when you grow up, you don't really want to picture your parents.
And if Winky Chiffon, no. When you're growing up, but now you're an older man, you've been through it, you've got some life experience, You know, you're not above trying this and that. You bet your parents have done the same thing. You're all
it's like
adults.
Having a beer with them for the first time.
Right.
You want to know what it was like?
You didn't want to drink with your dad when you were 18. It's like, I'm going to do something stupid, and he's going to do something stupid, and there's an authority figure. Now there's no authority figure. You get drunk with him, you say, hey, Dad.
The veil's down.
Be honest with me.
I'm the influence on my dad when it comes to
funny
drinking
in a sec.
Now.
What's it?
Come on.
Squirter? What are we looking
at? No. I got no desire. Not going to bring this.
She's a real spinner.
What got you? Thanks to you assholes, I know how it was conceived.
Yeah, you were a doggy style baby.
Yeah, so now that's burned into my brain.
That's when Rick went, oh yeah, Paul Newman, right at the end there.
So do you want to go deeper with Rick on that?
Do I?
Yeah, we talked openly with Rick.
No, see?
But
we talked openly with your mom,
about that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with Rick.
But you're over there hemming and hawing. Yeah. I'm saying no, goddammit, no. Never, ever, ever.
But when we were in Chicago... Your dad found it very, like when Anthony Jeselnik was talking about the lady in the wheelchair. Like she wanted to be treated like everyone else at the table.
Yeah,
your dad. Yeah, your dad was sitting.
I'll talk to him about old kills if he wants to talk.
Sure,
to
but your dad was sitting at a table in Chicago with a bunch of people our age.
Right.
And he was trying to be included in the thing.
So he was throwing stories.
He doesn't want borders or boundaries just because you're there. He wants to fit in.
He could fit in.
So was Eric's mom a squirter? The answer was no. Dry as the Sahara?
I don't remember that question.
Oh, yeah. No, you blanked out for a little bit. We don't know what that means.
I don't think you asked.
Oh, Rick? I'd ask him in a second.
Well, I know, but I don't know if we know that.
You could do it. I would laugh.
Yeah, it's funny. It's uncomfortable for a second because it's dad, but it breaks down that wall to where your dad becomes a human being to you. And that's big. Yeah, your relationship with him gets better when you're like,
the older generation is so closed up.
They're crazy scared of it.
It is kind of interesting when they open up a little bit.
Crazy scared of it.
They've learned to like internalize everything and not talk about certain subjects.
Well, think about it. The older generation didn't get therapy when they watched 14 of their best friends get obliterated by kraut bullets. And they can't talk to anyone about it because that makes them a pussy.
Right.
So they pretty much stamped everything
it's
down.
It's gradually been broken down over the years.
My grandpa didn't even see a lot of combat and had like 40 friends die. Yeah. And he just went about his business watching Sox games when he came back. And every time he dropped a pen or something in the house, he remembered Kyle, the kid's head blowing up in front of him because they were trying to work on a boiler and the whole thing went south. It's a different generation. They learned how to smash everything down and never be open. And it's our job.
It worked for them.
To open them up. Did it? Because I see the people they raised are all a disaster. Because nobody knows how to emote.
Lots of people opening up on tax.
Yeah. What you got? I had a girl who did the thing. We called her Puddles. I had a Bellagio. See, that's the thing. The girls who are the Bellagio downstairs are usually insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it count if they pee during a Cleveland steamer?
Yes. Does it count as squirting?
Yes, it does.
Now we're getting down to it here.
Now, I would want to know, Brady, you probably wouldn't, if at one time your folks, you've been together for 70-plus years, if at any time Torp wanted to experiment in feces.
Yeah?
I am.
Oh, that's interesting.
I want to know if the old people ever turned it on. Screw it. I'm
You're
bored.
Enjoying this.
So bored. Life. Yeah, no, I just love watching Mr. I'd talk to him about pretty much anything. Do you think he ever took a dump on her? Okay, this is the worst day of my life. Fiddle, fiddle, fiddle. Squirm, squirm.
Maybe he did. But it's just,
what if he opened up to you and said, you haven't lived until you took a dump on your wife's face through a plate glass?
I'd say, all right, well, all right.
You're my boy.
What are you trying to accomplish here?
Trying to make Brady become a human. I'm tired of this Westworld Brady we got going on over here. Nonsense.
This is automaton.
Yeah, this nonsense over here. This isn't
my
living.
Dad just texted me. No.
Yeah, I am a squirter. Yeah, I'm just
Some people enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, his wife does
Winky
it.
Chiffon.
He loves it. Winky Chiffon.
Got to meet this Chalfont. Winky Chiffon. Wet, bald, and wrinkled grilled ham and cheese. Got to meet it.
Yeah, got to meet this Winky Chiffon. Wouldn't it be great if your mom broke that story out? Winky Chiffon, her first husband, broke up because she was
One time,
too crazy.
One time, I was with Winky Chiffon and Benny Nitschke.
Yeah, all those nicknames and stuff, that's a group of people.
There's an education going on in that top one there.
Yeah, so the girl, my son, 19 years old, his first mature lady, told me she peed all over his bed. And then had to educate him on what happened.
She told...
Well, no, that's what he said.
The mother...
She peed all over me. He told his dad.
Oh,
I had this lady and she peed all over me. And he goes, oh, no, that's something else. Here's what you need to know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His dad had to explain it to him. And that's good parenting, so you're not afraid of stuff.
Yeah.
Good job. Always explain that to the kids. They're going to learn it on the internet and it'll frighten them into little turtles. It's 9:34. We've got an entertainment drill in just moments. I love when your parents are here, Brady. There's nothing better. There's nothing better for a guy like me.
They enjoy their time.
I know. There's nothing better for a guy like me to watch a guy like you just fiddle in his own puckered butthole thinking, what are they thinking? What are they thinking? They've got to turn it off, please.
Yeah, when are they coming in so we can do this live?
They inevitably always come in.
Next week, they'll make an appearance.
Bunny?
Whoever you want.
Is she coming?
She'll,
all right, we'll lay down some plastic. It's not
I'll bring them both in.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe they'll put on a show.
The number one morning show in Arizona. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Number one. The 98 KUPD.